ever heard a strange noise in the middle of the night?
Hello?
Ever seen something you couldn't quite explain?
What's that?
Ever been visited by a loved one in a dream?
What are you?
Psychic mediums Katie Manning and Michelle Lyons-Polito talk about it all. Welcome to the Psychic on the Scene podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another amazing episode of Psychic on the Scene. And we are on location tonight, but first I'd like to introduce myself, of course, Katie Manning-Hilton, psychic medium. And with me as always, my co-host and dear friend, Michelle Lyons-Polito, psychic medium.
Hey everyone.
And my other dear friend, Dee Scott.
Hi. I like that you just set the expectation extremely high right from the jump and go, another amazing episode.
I do it every time.
It is already, though.
It is.
I just like to set the bar low with, like, it's going to be an okay episode.
No.
Can we exceed expectations?
No. And we are here tonight in the Amsterdam Free Library with Nicole, who just took us on a little tour of the library. And apparently there has been stories going back for years about the library being haunted and people seeing apparitions, and it is absolutely beautiful inside.
Stunning.
A gorgeous library, and it's still active. So welcome, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for having us and taking us around. So how many years, Nicole, have you been working here at the Amsterdam Free Library?
I've been here for 19 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I've been director for 12.
Oh, wow. Still, that's a long time working in a building like this. And how old is the actual structure? How old is this building?
So construction began in 1902. I guess they had a really rough winter between 1902 and 1903, and it was completed in 1903, open to the public in November.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said Carnegie had a hand in this.
He did. Our board president at the time, Dr. French, Sophronius French.
That's a great name.
Great first name.
He sounds like a villain, though. I gotta say, that's a villain name from any movie. Not saying he was, but
so he wrote to Carnegie asking for funds to build the library. I believe Johnstown and Gloversville were already under construction or around the same time, and so okay. He wrote as well, and we received the money, and they started construction.
Absolutely stunning.
It is a grand building.
How long did it take for them to build it?
I think it took about a year. I think it would have been earlier, but like I said, there was something about that winter. I guess it was pretty rough, and it kind of delayed construction for a little while.
I think that was the winter that we had like 8 feet of snow in one storm.
1902?
Was that?
I wasn't around for that.
I don't know. There was pictures when I still worked for the Chamber of Commerce, and there was... When people talk about El Ninos and things like that, we're completely off topic, but they would show the streets and down in the stockade, and mm-hmm. they were 10 feet tall,
yep.
the snowbanks.
And they were shoveling by hand.
Right.
Well, even when we were kids, I mean, do you remember some of the snowstorms, like on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
In the 80s?
I just told somebody. Huge. No, it was, yeah. Wasn't it the late 70s?
Yeah.
It was.
We were at my grandparents' house and did the old bread house. Bags on the feet and put on the...
We're right next door to the...
That's okay.
Well, there you go. Department. Okay, yeah. So that's the wonderful Amsterdam Fire Department.
Doing
shout out
thing.
To them. Doing their thing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, so Nicole, tell us about some of the apparitions or the things that people have talked about here, and then we'll go through what we felt when we went through.
So I've had stories from people driving by at night, seeing people in windows, a female in the window wearing a white dress. We have seen some... employees that aren't here anymore in the
mm-hmm.
back here,
mm-hmm.
One in particular who loved to shelve in the back here. You'll hear footsteps upstairs. You'll hear the crinkle of the covers of the books. And then I have had people say that they've seen an older woman upstairs, which we think is the old children's librarian, Mrs. Silk. So there's a bunch of different stories.
Have you ever had an employee or a volunteer not return because of an experience?
No, I have had people complaining though.
Like
we had a maintenance guy here, and he would be upstairs at night mopping the floors, and the rocking chairs would sometimes just move a little bit.
The ones with the dolls in them.
Well, yeah.
Dolls.
You can see those dolls on our Facebook page, by the way.
Yes. and he complained because he didn't like...
Yeah, he was like, I don't like being here. I was like, I don't know what to say. It's, you
know... I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think there's anything harmful here, but that's my opinion.
She's looking at me hopeful.
I'm not
fidgeting with her hands when she says, I don't think there's anything harmful
I'm
there.
Not the professional.
Katie, you better say that. No, I don't feel
there's
like...
nothing.
Yeah, Michelle
here.
And I both feel the same way, that it's not anything. You definitely have a haunting here, or more than one haunting. And I think that they are, like you said before, layered.
Yeah, it's like a layer cake.
And when we went down the basement, you can feel almost immediately an older man, like a maintenance man dressed in period clothing. Mm-hmm. And he is very serious about his work. Now, he's probably the one that's doing the rocking chairs and making sure the other maintenance guy, the more current one, is doing what he's supposed to be doing. But
it's not working hard enough for him,
right.
I guess.
he was definitely down there working. And keep in mind, too, where the library is situated, of course, it's right near a lot of traffic. But there's a train, right? The railroad is right over here.
Yep.
And the river. Water is right over here. So if you're...
At the Mohawk River.
If you're right...
And the creek is right behind us. So we've got the creek and the river.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's a perfect storm.
And you said it right. You said creek. I always say crick.
My dad says crick.
Yeah.
My mom says crick.
I've been corrected, I always laugh, go, that's... what's wrong with that? And then I realize, no, that's not the same thing. Anyways, so that in itself, those different conditions would work to amplify any kind of a haunting experience, as well as you've done a ton of renovations, excuse me, here. And you had a fire, you said, in the front of the building.
Right.
And all of those things will work to kind of make things happen. So you said people have... seen the woman upstairs, which I definitely saw. I actually turned around and thought there was somebody sitting at the desk kind of listening to all of us, and then I realized she wasn't a real person, which hasn't happened to me in quite some time. I was like, oh, okay. And then I said to you, is there a librarian that's up here? Which you confirmed. Have children ever seen any, or have families ever reported from children seeing somebody here playing with them, or maybe assisting them?
Not that I can recall. To be honest.
Okay.
Nothing's coming to mind.
I think she'd be very sensitive around children to not want to scare them.
Probably.
The feeling I get from
her. Oh, yeah, probably. You're right, unless it was a child that was more in tune.
We were talking about her, and Dennis, what popped up on your ghost talker?
It said, yes, I'm here, and it also says, the little girl likes you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So down in the basement, like American Horror Story, there is a dumbwaiter that we opened it up. And
I prefer
immediately,
you call me D. But
yeah, I immediately jumped back when we opened up the dumbwaiter.
Yeah.
And that definitely has some energy. Now, the whole time, I just want our viewers or listeners to know that every time I look at Nicole, she's making a cringe face like, don't say ghost, don't say
ghost. I'm completely open to it. I just don't want anything, like, you know, if this is open and people are coming back and forth, I just want to make sure it's good vibes.
Well, you said, and I'm going to say the word, you said employees have said there's demons in the basement. There's no demons.
Past employees.
Yes, past employees. Yeah, we got rid of them.
I think those people will find demons wherever they go.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. So, yeah, there's no demons, but there's definitely some spirits here. And you had said that somebody else had said there was a little boy downstairs.
They thought that he was actually a teenager.
Oh, okay.
And
I got that on my ghost talker, the word teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe 19 at the time of his death.
Okay.
And it was a, you know, wrong place, wrong time, staying at somebody's house, opened the door, he got shot. It's nowhere near here. I mean, it's a few streets away. Amsterdam's pretty small.
Right.
But I don't know why he'd be here. So
could have been a last happy place.
It could have been.
Maybe.
Or just
looking for someone, maybe.
Yeah, or it could even be, like we were talking down in the basement, that it could work like a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a spot where they're coming in and out all the time. Of course, Dee had to say to us, isn't this how Ghostbusters started? They were in the library.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't even made that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even made that equation. But I think that there's certain locations, especially ones like this. So keep in mind, too, what's the building made of?
It's a... masonry.
Right.
So it's going to hold, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's quartz, if there's different things mixed in, even in the ground, it will work to...
We're right at bedrock.
Oh, yay.
Very close.
So that's what does it too.
When we had boring done for the new addition, there are a few spots that are very too close for where we want to put the building, so they're going to have to do a little bit of work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll also work to amplify and hold the memory of different events and different things. So it seems to be, for our listeners, that there are two kinds of hauntings that are going on here. It is the intelligent haunting, where they definitely want you to know they're here. And then I think the other one is just residual, where mm-hmm. you were saying you were here and you could hear somebody walking. And at the time, it was the carpeted floors.
Yeah, upstairs.
And they
and
were
alone.
And you were here alone and actually had to go check. And it sounded like shoes on a hardwood floor.
Well, you would have, yeah, with the carpeting up there at the time, you would have had to stomp with all of your might to get it to come through as clearly as it did. So that's why I was like, who's up there? And I just go up there.
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody. Have things ever been moved out of place?
We'll sometimes find some on the floor.
Books out of the Dewey Decimal System?
No, not like that. But we will sometimes find stuff on the floor.
You mentioned that cross that's downstairs.
Yeah, so there's a little wooden cross.
And nobody knows where that came from?
Nope. No.
That's creepy.
And every once in a while, it'll be on the floor. Just hang it back up because it's there for a reason, right? Somebody put it there for a reason.
Don't want to mess with it.
Right.
And it's always been there, you said, since
as long as I've been here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe it was the maintenance guy.
Maybe it was the maintenance guy,
probably.
Right? That keeps moving stuff around and he just put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely parts or pockets of the basement that had more of that feeling that kind of pushes you back. Not in the sense like evil or bad, but it was you start to walk in the doorway and it
repels you.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Jinx. Buy me a Coke.
Like it's space. Like this is my space.
What? No, because we said something in unison. Oh, okay.
Dewey Decimal.
Is anything coming up on that?
Let's see. So far it says window, Julie, neither, laugh, who are you? And then the other ones that I had already mentioned.
So when we pulled into the parking lot on the side, and I looked up and I had said to you, I thought it was three floors, but it is three floors, but it's not three floors above ground. And I looked up at the top window. It looked like a physical person looking out the window to us because we were saying we were waiting for Nick to get the equipment and everything all set up. And then I realized it wasn't a real person. They vanished. They had moved from window to window. It would actually be physically impossible for a person to just stroll from one window to the other because the bookshelves are actually in the way. They'd have to walk all the way around.
Yes.
So that's the one thing. And that's also the spot where somebody had seen the woman in the white up on the top floor. Have you had experiences, I know you have kind of automatic lights here, where you've gotten called because an alarm or the lights have gone off or other electronics?
There have been many nights I've had to come over here and turn lights off.
Yep.
Because somebody's driven by that same friend who saw that one image in the front while she was at the stoplight. She called me up and she's like, oh, I hate to tell you this, but your whole bottom floor, your whole top floor is lit up. And
wow.
I mean, by the time staff leaves, unless it's the middle of summer, you can tell that the lights are on when you're in the parking lot. Yeah.
Jeez.
So I've had to come over a few times, like 10 o'clock at night, because I can't sleep if the lights are on, right? So, yeah.
So, I'm not going to
Wow, that's
that
crazy.
Yeah, what I have on my ghost talker, spirit talker, is the first one was they found my body, and then a killing, a lot, and then teenager. So that kind of goes with what you had.
Oh, yeah, but the teenager that had somebody else had said was they thought was here.
The only other thing that I can think of is, do you remember in like 2011 or 12, those two boys that were killed? And then the two boys went back to dismember them. That was the only other thing that had popped into my head when the maintenance guy had mentioned a young man in the basement.
Oh, I just got chills.
So if it is a portal, that might be what it is. But
Barb would probably know, Barb Nesnick, because she's out this way and she was involved with a lot with the family and the community for that as well. So she, you know.
Polly was the one boy's name. I don't remember the other boy's name. If I think about it, I might remember.
I'm getting a little girl is around. It says a little girl around
That's
you.
That's what he said too, right?
Mm-hmm. Little girl. Like,
huh.
Eli wasn't one of the boys' names, was it?
Eli or Elijah?
I just got Eli on my thing. That's why.
I would have to look to see who the two boys that were prosecuted.
I just got Phil.
So, yeah, like has doctor. Anybody, now you had some pretty famous pictures. Has anybody seen any of the famous portrait, any of the people here within the confines, or seen maybe even their own family members here, or heard their own family members here?
All this time, I've only seen one person that has passed with my own eyes in the back here, and that's Sylvia. She worked here for years.
And that's not the one we saw, right? Or I saw upstairs?
No. I think, Michelle, did you see her in the back here? Yeah, she loved being here. She worked here until she was in her 80s. She worked like 15 hours a week.
Extremely organized.
Yeah. You know, Michelle's book is a lost book. And then it was hilarious because she would, we have a little refrigerator and a little tiny kitchenette over here. And all of us just stuff so much stuff in there and don't take it out. And so she'd come in and she'd go to put her food in there. She'd be like, you can't fit a damn ham sandwich in here. So now every time I go in there, and she's been gone for years now.
Yeah.
That's what I say when I, so.
Oh, I love that.
And whenever you say
damn
that,
ham sandwich.
She smiles.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of fun.
So, yeah.
And they probably took a ton of pride in just being here and being part of the community.
Yeah, she really loved being here.
That's wonderful.
Aww.
There's also a name, William, that is coming up really strong. Male, obviously. And that...
What was that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Was that somebody up front?
I don't know. I know that were like emptying the trash and stuff a few minutes ago. So it...
No, it sounded like something fell, right?
Matt is upstairs. I wonder if anything...
Hmm.
Although, no, there's nothing above this.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, but it came from out there. Over that way. Yeah.
It's hard to tell with these on.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Huh. So, did you see, when you saw Sylvia, was it startling for you or just matter of fact?
It was kind of like I had been waiting for her almost. Because doesn't it take like a certain amount of time after someone passes for them to get their acclimated?
I think it's Michelle might disagree. I think that's a myth.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because when I first started, I kept telling people, you know, when I was doing readings, I was like, oh, give it time. Wait about 6 to 8 months.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Because they're in like, and they do kind of go over and they are in the spirit world, kind of like newbies and kind of getting acclimated. They are made me into a friggin' liar because then I'd show up at somebody's house and I'd walk in. I'd go, who's William? Who's George? Who's that? And they'd go, George just died this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be like, oh, well, he's here. And or I'd be driving in the car and there'd be some, like, tell him my name is Alan. And I'd get there and I'd be like, Alan is here? And they'd go, he just died. So they come when they want to come. So it's interesting. You were kind of like, okay, I'm prepping. I'm waiting.
It was. And then I was standing at the desk and I was looking back here and it was kind of, it must have been the time of year where it was still a little dark at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I look back here and I just saw her walking between just her shadow, but it was her shape. And I was like, oh, she's here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Yeah.
Well, and you probably, I know some of the books are older and some of the paintings, but are there other relics within the library that
like
are
historical?
We do have, you know, some of those old letters I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have very old minutes books from meetings and things like that.
Probably even maps, right?
We do. Oh, there's this really creepy map. I don't know where it came from, but it's actually on the skin.
No.
Like an animal skin?
Yeah.
We're hoping.
And it's some deed from England somewhere. I don't know how we got it here, but we have it. A lot of times people can't throw stuff away, so they bring it to us, and I'm like, wow.
What am I going to do with this?
Got any Ouija boards?
No, not allowed.
Thank God.
Not allowed.
Is that just you?
I'm scared of that. Like, I was raised really strict Catholic. You don't play with that stuff, right?
We're all Catholic, too. My name is Joan. I died in my sleep. Isn't that interesting?
Like, how many people do we have just coming in and out? Like, do they still use it as a library? Is it?
Well, I think you do have
But
a
you said you
here.
Didn't know, right. But she also said she didn't know what was here before, prior.
No, I don't know.
It'd be interesting to find out.
How many people are here? 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it answered. Oh, that's interesting.
See, it's really cool because we're using, for those listeners that use the Spirit Talker, we were told recently, we can't remember by who, that
thank
we
you to whoever told us.
Yeah, thank you. To put it on airplane mode so that it's we're getting pure input from the location we're at rather than the app doing anything.
Right.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if I, when I do clear the place afterwards, if there are 12 ghosts.
Do you ever get voices coming over on this?
All the time.
Do you?
We have had
playback.
Right. We actually in real time it's happened, but it's usually Dee and I looking at each other and Michelle's talking to our guest and we'll hear an extra. Actually, that's not true because you've gone back and you've said there's another voice on there.
Yeah. A lot of times it ends up happening when we're doing our virtual ones, like we do them on Spreaker and they come through on that and you can hear them as it's happening. So far on location, we haven't had anybody deciding to use our.
Now we're saying it's going to wind up happening. But it has, even to the point that we had Steve on not long ago, and he does a lot of ghost hunting, and he has the Saratoga Homestead. Mm-hmm. He does the tours there. So we were talking to him. He's in a room where he collects Ouija boards. And we're talking to him on virtual. And as we're talking, all of a sudden in his screen, which I have never seen before, was a floating, like, thumbs up. And it was going like this.
On the screen. We don't know how to do that.
Nobody knows. So it's not a function.
It's not something you can do on Spreaker. And it was like the blue and white Facebook thumbs up. Just popped up. And we all kind of
got quiet.
And then it disappeared. It just went, like the bubble popped and it went away.
But his lights started going off. He's back away and he's got the monitor up so we can see him and everything. And he goes, oh. Was right after that. Yeah. So the light in front of him just turned off. So he turns it back on and we're sitting there talking for a little bit. And then the other light in his room went off and he goes, oh. He also collects wheelchairs.
Well, yes.
From old sanitary.
Wheelchairs. He said in the cabinet behind him was a skeleton.
Oh, yes.
Or a skull. I can't remember.
A skull, I think he said.
He has an embalming table in the house.
No, Steve's attached to all of that, right?
Steve, and the fun thing is he's a paranormal investigator. That's what he does now.
He just loves that.
And, yeah, I mean, as all of the stuff is happening, including the thumbs up, everything was so matter-of-fact to him.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, okay.
No, Dee and I are literally looking at each other like, I go like this.
Yeah.
And then I look up at Dee, like, in the thing, and he's going...
I don't know.
And
how
we
that
mentioned
happened.
It, and Steve goes, "Oh yeah, I saw that."
Yeah,
it's like, oh.
But this is the guy that spends a weekend or a week at Madison Seminary, or the Conjuring House, or
and doesn't mind getting taken over by energies.
He's in a documentary where the energy did take over him, and I've watched the documentary, and you can see the glaze.
It's not him anymore.
His eyes are glazed over. It's not.
I
Steve.
Like the fact that everything you say, Nicole is like absolutely like out. Absolutely not. They're not allowed in the library. We have strict rules at the library. Sorry. Only certain.
So
spirits.
There are demons.
Oh, you want to know about that?
I'd like to know if they're
there
real.
There are. But they're few and far between.
Because you watch those shows on TV.
That's exactly the worst thing you could do.
Cemetery.
So that's a great topic or a great subject. So there, what we talked about before was spirits that want to interact with you as opposed to ones that are just kind of like on
residual.
Wind, right, residual, that are just kind of doing their loop. And somebody the other day said to me, well, does that mean my family is a ghost, you know, if they're talking to you? And I said, no. Your family crosses over.
They're people in spirit.
And they're on the other side. So they're people in spirit. We can still sometimes, you know, see them and hear them, and you might be able to see them. Doesn't mean they're stuck. Means that they're choosing you as their heaven.
Yep.
So when you have somebody that is, you know, if they were, you know, an asshole when they were here. I'm whispering because I'm in the library. And I'm not in the children's section, but I want to make sure I don't get in trouble.
Now we're whispering.
So anyways, but if they were like that in real life, when they were alive, they're going to still be like that when they're here. They're not going to be all of a sudden like, hey, I get it now. No, they're going
to
be here.
I thought they were supposed to get it, but like... No.
Only when they go to the light.
That's your Catholic training.
It is. Like, you just... It all makes sense. Yes. Okay, I get
See,
it.
When you die, you're supposed to go through the tunnel or the Rainbow Bridge. You're crossing over the fourth dimension or going through it. And once you get up to the fifth dimension, you do life review, you get your passport stamped, and then you're free to move about the universe. You're a person in spirit. You don't carry all that human garbage. But if you decide not to go because we have free will, you're in that space between. And if you are an ass, you are an ass of a ghost, too.
I don't like the fact that not only do I need a passport to travel while I'm alive, I need a passport to get stamped when I cross over too.
You already have it though.
Yes,
you don't have to apply for it.
Right. You know. So as far as $150, the whole thing with demons and low-lying spirits, it is not common.
Nope.
It is super rare. Hollywood would not make money over blasé ghosts.
Want to hear the story about the first time I had an encounter?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun.
Yeah. Since you asked about demons.
Oh, yeah, no. That was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. So
Nick was with us.
Nick was there.
Oddly enough, we were shooting a series.
Ghost Wranglers. Yeah.
Ghost Wranglers. And we were, our first episode that we were recording was all, it was a video series, and it was at Albany Rural Cemetery. And they still have the cold storage or catacombs from when the library. That's where we are. The cemetery was first opened, which was what, the 1600s when they opened.
Oh no, 1800s.
1800s. So they needed some place to put the bodies in the winter because you can't. They didn't have heavy machinery back then. So it's in the side of a hill. We're walking up to it. Nick's in front. Then there's Katie and Michelle. Then there's me and the other girl from the company that he was working for walking up. And as we're walking up, we heard a loud bang. And we all stopped, except for Nick, who kept walking right up to the door and put the camera in there. And then as we were walking to the other door, Nick kind of jumps his foot. It was, felt like someone just dropped a bowling ball right by my foot.
So it was loud. It was loud on the ground.
Yes.
So nobody else around. And I mean, it was like you could feel it and you could hear it, that thud.
It's like...
But Michelle and I, just prior to all of that, had leaned in so we could look through the gate, and we're looking inside, and not even registering to each other. At the same time, we see a demon step out from the shadow and start to like walk. And she and I at the same time did the
whoop, and we back
we're
up.
We're out. Yeah. But Nick is going, What's going on? What's over here? We ran backwards up a hill.
I was like, whoop, I gotta go. And we got back in the Jeep, and these two get in the car, and these two by Michelle and Katie is who I mean. And they go, oh, yeah, so that was a demon. And me and Nick are like, I'm sorry, what just happened?
Yeah, excuse me. Classic, like with the ram horns and everything.
Really?
Clove-hoofed feet.
And that was what made that stamp sound.
Like, get out of here.
But did it communicate, or is just get out of here?
It just wanted us out.
We didn't hang around to chat.
We left.
Took Ghost a step Wrangler? Back, and then Ghost Wrangler. Oh, yeah, that was great.
The videos are on YouTube.
Anyway, so we wound up having to clear everybody in the Jeep.
And the Jeep itself. And the cemetery.
And the cemetery, right, to get to
then
whatever
the city
that was.
And the state.
Right,
and then
exactly. Like my aunt used to say, if there's something here, don't say it out loud. Just leave it on a sheet of paper over there and tell me about it.
Yeah, it took a while to get rid of that. It didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So, but we got rid of it.
And we don't know how it got there. Yeah. Or who brought it.
Well, and I don't think you need to know that anyways. I mean, but
true.
Just sometimes that thing, like low-lying spirits, and the bigger picture, how do we know one of us didn't bring it? Because that goes back to the philosophy, are places haunted or are people haunted?
Both.
Right.
I'd like to think that I wasn't carrying
probably
that
Nick,
around with me.
Who's sitting over there Nick. Just smiling. It was probably Nick.
So they can also attach to items, right?
100%. That's why I was asking about
people,
like,
places,
you know,
things.
Didn't, about the map, but I didn't realize you had one made with skin.
I don't even know where, I would have to, yeah, like, I don't handle it for very long. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have it like a archaeohistorian come out and check it out.
I should.
From the State Museum, they'd probably love that. Just like take a picture and send it over.
Yeah.
Yes, but it can be attached to items. It can be something as small as like a doll or a key, or an old like lamp,
pocketbook. Do you remember
it? It's not your fault, Nick.
Is it on right now?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. So for our listeners, as usual, per norm, we were halfway through, like many of the other places that we've recorded, and it just stopped. And it should have been all clear, and Nick just had to do some technical stuff. So we did lose a little bit of information here, but I think it's interesting that, again, the energy here is so much that it stopped. It
messed with our electronics.
Yeah, it messed with the taping of it. So...
Nicole, is there an A lot here, like a parking lot, like A lot, B lot, or anything?
I'm not sure if there were more spots out here, I don't know if they were numbered at some point.
Okay, because I keep getting a lot. So I don't know if it's a lot or a lot. It's
a lot of books.
It's weird
a lot
that
of
it
words.
Keeps popping up. So I'm like,
a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's fascinating. So we were talking about, for our listeners, you had asked me about Veil. And you actually asked about, do ghosts hang around in cemeteries? And we said some. And it's usually ones that have like a bit of history. Mm-hmm. If they are older, you would have gone there and had like a picnic and gone to visit your, kind of like the Day of the Dead. And gone and celebrated
usually
and then hung
on
out
Sundays.
On a Sunday. Yeah, usually on a Sunday. So that energy would be there. So you're more likely to have seen somebody like strolling around in Victorian clothing in the cemeteries. But as you said, Schenectady had some dodgy things happen over in Vail, and it definitely did.
Yeah.
And it added to the lore and the mystique, and it actually did create more haunting. Also, too, because I think so many people were fearful during that time.
Oh,
that
fear feeds it.
Yeah, well, that was the manic. That was during the satanic manic period.
Yeah. Oh, lovely time.
That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Well, when we did, we were in Ghost, in Bell Cemetery for Ghost Wrangler, we ran across some interesting stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like human, like living people.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Still there.
Yeah.
Wandering around. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, those are just the people of Schenectady.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think they were there to do anything other than... You know.
Not just Schenectady.
Well, I feel bad because, you know, like my mother would be like, oh, we got to go to the cemetery. And I don't go to the cemetery.
Well, I mean, people appreciate it when
you
go, but they don't need you to go.
Yeah, but you can talk to them in your kitchen.
Right.
That's where I talk to my father.
Take
them
with you. Yeah, go to Hannaford Market and you can bring them along with you. Or talk in the car. That's usually when everybody's talking to their loved ones.
Or in the shower.
No, I don't do the shower.
I do, which I wish, you know, it's like they start it. Well, they start it.
It's like, they started
can't
it.
We wait until I'm like, I have clothes on again? Come on. No, but
you said renovations are coming up again. And have you seen a heightened amount of activity when there is, or people reporting activity when there is work being done?
So we haven't done anything extensive yet. We did have some windows done, but that was... I don't consider that like any big work. What we are going to be doing is digging out this side of the building, the north side of the building, fixing drainage.
Okay.
Putting in a new transformer, moving the electrical room, replacing windows that have been taken out, fixing a sewer line in the floor of the basement. So a lot of the mechanics to then be able to support the new addition.
The infrastructure.
Yeah.
And you're going to be opening up the bottom of the library for general use. What will be down there?
So that's going to be like our business incubator. And
that's
going to be a place where you can come for free, use office space, conference rooms.
Somebody
will be there to help
that.
You write a business plan. And then you can go upstairs to the third floor to our makerspace, and you can use the 3D printer to print a prototype.
Ooh.
Or have somebody help you create a logo and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There'll be a sound, like...
a sound booth?
Yeah, and so you can do podcasts or whatever you want, commercials.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
I just got on here, you should dig here. You're talking about digging?
Yeah, we have to dig back here. Don't. And here, because this is going to go all the way down to the
Oh, because there's nothing under us right now?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what's under us.
You're going to find stuff is what I'm...
When was the city... When was the city founded?
Incorporated? Oh, like 1600s? Late
1600s. Can you look that up, Dee?
Yeah.
I'd like to know, because of what was here or the history briefly, because I'm sure there's, just like with the Stockade area in Schenectady, I'm sure there was not only the original settlers, but there was probably Native American all along here.
All along the river.
And there were mills right up to the back.
1793. The town was formed in 1793 from part of the town of something.
What about the city?
The village of Amsterdam was incorporated in 1838. That's the Netherlands. That doesn't help me at all.
It was other Amsterdam, New York.
Well, I put in, when was Amsterdam, New York founded? How about city of Amsterdam?
Yeah, because it's old.
It is.
That's what. Talk amongst yourselves.
I was thinking, like, so there are rumors that the City Hall, the basement, is very, very haunted.
Ooh.
And there were, like, slaves trapped down there and things like that. So I don't know if you guys have ever been over there.
No.
No, have not. Is there somebody that could get us in there?
I could try to talk to the mayor.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Who's the mayor now? I should know.
Mike Cinquani.
Oh, no one. I don't know the mayor. That'd be great.
That would be great. That would be interesting. But well, see, in part of this, this whole area, this region, is actually more a part of not so much the slave
Underground Railroad.
Underground Railroad.
Which we've encountered numerous times.
Many, many times. And basically, once they hit these areas, they just disappeared. That they couldn't be found anymore once they hit Albany.
Well, somebody was like, oh, there's a demon in the basement holding the spirits of slaves. And I was like, if you can detect that and you don't free somebody or do something about it, then...
Shame on you.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, no, no. There's...
People love to get all worked up about this stuff.
Yeah, just throw that D word out and...
All the time.
Yeah, just throw the D word out.
Jeez. But now you were asking about, like, haunted. I find that, like, if a person is a ghost, if they haven't crossed over for whatever, because whatever reason they didn't, they're kind of like Wi-Fi and they have a modem. So, like, if a ghost is very attached to their body and their body's in the cemetery, then you'll see them there. But they could be attached to the home that they lived in or where they passed. And so you'll see them in that vicinity. Because very often I'll sit down and read for someone and they'll like, I think my mother's mad at me. She died 5 years ago. She never comes through. Everyone else does. That to me is a big wake-up call that she's probably stuck somewhere. So then I will do the clearing work. And then, like you were saying, it doesn't take 8 months. 8 months, she talks immediately.
Okay.
So that's, I always use the Wi-Fi modem thing. Because you always heard, we've talked about this, that urban legend that the girl in the prom dress and she's crying in the rain and the guy picks her up.
Wait a minute.
Is that right up here, right?
Yeah, that's the widow's...
Widow Susan.
Widow Susan, is right down the road here.
Yeah, we'll go back that way.
Okay, that's the other direction.
No, I think that's if we go, because that's, yeah, if we go
it's going
on
towards five. Yeah, if you're going out.
Oh, okay.
Is it back east, though? Heading east, will we pass it?
Yeah, you have to go east, yeah.
Oh, I thought that. Oh, I'm facing west. The setting sun thinking it's east.
With all the other electronics coming in here, too, that would be something to make sure that the building is grounded.
Yeah, we got to.
Because of just what happened here tonight, of losing part of the podcast, that they'll mess around with your electronics or turn things on and computers and printers.
Talk about them. That's why they mess with us, because we're talking about
that. That is true.
Like, you shut your mouth. Click.
Is there anything coming up on that?
Marianne, and then insist, caves, and then cave. So that might be something that there could be a little... cave situation. I think you're going to find something very interesting when you dig. Nothing bad, but just something really interesting.
We have to preface that with you because you're a scaredy cat.
Well, the other issue I have is like
nothing
so
bad.
Right as you come into where the stacks are here, that was the original back of the building, and there were mills all the way up to the back.
Oh.
So I know when they took the mills down, like, oh, I'm sure they did a great job and removed everything, right? So I'm just hoping they don't find a body in the, under there, like,
well,
somewhere.
Yeah, they did over in Albany when they were doing the garage, yeah. So...
Yeah.
Well, someone just said my body was here. I mean, that was a few words back,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Come up earlier too.
You did too?
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah, that'll be fascinating. What other things have happened or that you have made note of and, of course, fearfully dismissed? No, I'm kidding. He said, absolutely not on my watch.
Yeah, there are many times, like I said, where I'm in here, you'll hear something, and I'll immediately be like, no, I'm in here right now.
No, you actually say out loud,
yes.
No?
No, you can't. It's like they'll pick. It's
they do respond to that.
Do they?
Yeah, they
I
do.
I can't hear it. But.
Like, knock it off right
no,
now.
No, meaning respond, like they'll listen and not try and scare you because they're not trying to scare you.
No, it does get quiet after you do
say
something.
It, like, yeah. Hey, no, not now. Years ago, I had a teacher tell me if spirits are showing up all the time, make sure that you kind of give them your office hours.
Yeah, so important.
And you tell them, you know, just show up 9 to 5, and after that, I'm off the clock, and it really does work. So it's the same thing where you go, no, mm-mm, Quiet in the library.
Like, I came out of the bathroom one morning, again, really early, and it was like, you know, that crinkle sound you hear with the Mylar. And I was like, no, not this morning.
But see, when you're getting it, it's not, you're not just hearing a crinkle, which would be kind of hard to do. It's not like an AC could do it. I'm looking around here. That would make it crinkle. It would have to be physically
opening a book.
So they want you to notice that they're here. They're trying to get your attention. I kind of lost my train of thought with that, but I have to think that.
So should I stop and say, what do you want?
If you feel like it.
What I was thinking was, how does it make you feel?
So that doesn't scare me, really, to be honest. I just don't want something like questionable coming in. You know what I mean?
You're so polite.
Yeah. There's nothing bad here.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything bad.
No,
as Barb
not.
Would say, we have compassionate spirits and spirit guides. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of.
Okay.
So if you've been worried, like, oh, I got to say all the right things, and I've got to do all the right things, and if I don't, then I'm going to have a D word here. It's not going to happen.
Are the steps marble that we walked up?
Yep.
Okay, because that's what I felt, is those steps, there's something, it's like a pink marble.
They
protect the whole building from anything negative.
So it's funny, my same friend who had seen the woman upstairs out that window, after the fire in the front, she was in here, and she's like, I feel so much power pushing out those windows.
Mm.
The fire was really close to getting into that top cavity, which would have... I mean, it's a 100-year-old oak-lined attic.
Oh.
It would have gone like a tinderbox.
Yeah.
So she's like, I feel so much energy pushing on this that whoever was here was holding it back.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So I love that idea.
Yeah.
That they were just kind of like, no.
Not on my watch. Oh, yeah. I feel like this is I would have no problem bedding down here for the night. D looks sleepy.
No, you want to bed down here for the night?
No, I'm good.
Okay. No, meaning, I wasn't going to say you look sleepy. I was going to say, would you stay here overnight by yourself?
By myself? Hell no.
Down in the basement?
No, definitely not.
We had a group come in. I had someone contact me that his grandmother used to work here years ago. And so they're part of a paranormal group. They're like, can we come in and do an investigation? I said, yeah, okay. So they had gotten one voice upstairs. Someone had been communicating with the only woman in the group, and as soon as one of the guys went upstairs, all communication stopped. And so he said, do you want me to leave? And it was very clearly, yes. Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook, too.
We talked about that when Michelle and I were upstairs. The woman that they saw in the window was from a time where, you know, women didn't speak to men that she didn't know.
That 'cause she would not communicate her feelings to him, and I was feeling like I was being suffocated, but he was able to pick up the fact that she was strangled.
It's just sad to think of somebody, you know?
And she's the one who's saying, where are my children? So we'll make sure they're alive. I mean, they were. That was a very long time ago.
I automatically think it's Mrs. Silk.
Still, they're old.
They were, you know, they had lived nice long lives. They were not killed, but she was disposed of so that husband could have the children. So, Mrs. Silk?
I always attribute, like, the female voice or any female upstairs as Mrs. Silk, not Gabby called her cat. My friend Gabby had called her Catherine, but I don't know I don't know if you're coming up with a name.
It felt like old-fashioned, like Catherine or Elizabeth, one of those types of names.
So, yeah, she's pretty active then.
And she's the floater. I hate to say it, she's the one.
Yeah, she's the one that's in the window.
Looking.
Yeah.
Mrs. Silk is in her desk.
Yeah,
area.
Yeah, she was watching what we were doing, and I literally thought somebody was sitting there behind the monitor.
She was going to shush us.
Yeah. She was frowning.
She was being a librarian.
She was being...
Do they communicate? Does the woman who
That's
wanders?
A great question.
Well, they're unaware of each other.
Right. So many times they don't know that the other spirit is there. And that happens. And then there's other ones that do, but there's most of the time that layered thing. They don't know the other was there. They're just living their best ghost life.
I just heard a voice, so mark that.
I'd love to, but I don't know what time it is.
I'm just saying it.
mm-hmm.
The word breath came through at that moment.
Between the stoppage and where we are now, I have no idea. That's
right, exactly.
When we listen back, we'll know.
What other things for the library, whether it's stories you wanted to share, have gone on, or other activities that are coming up that our listeners maybe could participate in?
We have a ton of programming. I mean, we are kind of trying to scale it back a little bit. We're waiting for phase one. We went out to bid again for the work on phase one. So we're trying to...
And what is the website that people can go to?
AmsterdamLibrary.com. We're also really active on Facebook and Instagram, but mostly Facebook.
Good.
Yeah, so if anybody needs any information on that.
Anything for Halloween coming up?
No, I have played with the idea of doing, like, little tours through, like that group that came through, that paranormal group. They said they would
help. How many paranormal groups have been?
Just one.
Oh.
With me here, just one.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And they were respectful. It was funny because they were here Friday night, Saturday evening and night, and Sunday. And they said Sunday was absolutely dead. There was not one thing in here. And we've never been open on a Sunday.
I was going to say, because they know it's closed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, nothing. They said it was so boring.
Yeah, so funny. That's the thing. I mean, as psychic mediums, like, we've gone on ghost investigations, and we get kind of bored, because we walk in, and it's like, oh, ghost, ghost, ghost. And then it's another...
That's it.
Yeah, 5 hours of sitting there, and... I'm tired.
Yeah. And they want to have more communication, or the investigative group, and there's not as much as you think. I think it would almost be better in a lot of cases to just leave a recorder on a table someplace and see what happens. That one house I'd been to with the paranormal group, we were talking, Northeast Paranormal, we were talking, and I was telling the homeowner, I said, well, you know, there is a belief that sometimes people are haunted, not locations are haunted. And they left the equipment set up. We left to go smudge, and there was a mock in the room, like a mimic. And it said, sometimes people are haunted, not locations. And so they called me after, and they're like, do we tell the homeowner there was a... I said, no.
It was a snotty little bitch.
Yeah, there's somebody on there. I said, yeah, no, I don't think so. Not because we cleared it and want to kind of put the family at ease.
So those are one of those jerks hanging around?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, it was definitely one of those jerks. Well, that's awesome, and I'll be excited to see what happens when they start digging things up.
Yeah, if we start getting too much, I'm calling both of you. Like,
we'll be right out.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you
so much
thank
for
you,
having us and taking us around on a tour.
Such an amazing place.
Fun, a lot of fun.
And if you have anything that you get scared or nervous about, you just message Michelle or I.
Okay, perfect.
We'll talk you through it.
Can I tell you someone that's not Katie or Michelle? You don't have to be worried about stuff.
Okay.
I can tell you're nervous about some of the stuff that goes on.
I take my job very seriously, so I want to make sure on whatever level.
You're a steward.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't have anything to worry about.
Okay, yeah. Great.
100% agree with that. I love you,
Dee.
You're
the sweetest man.
I know, you're the best ever.
I'm the normal person.
Which is in our gang.
He's our
completely fucked up.
Yeah.
He's our ghost bait.
But
right.
Yeah, I'm that too. I'm the chum in the water.
Yep.
But no, you're okay.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Great experience. Great experience. And then off air, we're going to do a little clearing and then be on our way.
Awesome.
So thank you so much. Thank you, D. Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick, for setting everything
up, guys.
And saving our butts.
It's an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you,
and again, Nicole, thank you so
thank
much
you so
for
much.
Having us. And thank you to all our listeners for your suggestions and your subscriptions and likes. And just keep sharing our podcast. And we really love it. So,
rate it.
Yes. Make sure you rate it when you see it, if you can. So another wonderful episode. Thank you so much.
Sure.